Lesson 18, Part 1, Section A.
We'd better phone the Washington, the police, or somebody.
There is no phone in the car.
I'm sorry?
My mum's idea. They always bring a mobile phone to anywhere.
What? So, what shall we do to complain?
We have time to think of something.
Ah, it's beautiful. The last time I was in the woods, I was 9 years old. I buried my bird there. I made a gravestone with a paper plate and wrote, "Fly to Heaven."
So that was 20 years ago.
Question 1. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Question 2. Who does the woman think they should call? Question 3. What can the two speakers see while driving? Question 4. What did the woman do in the woods when she was 9? Section B. 1. The two people in the conversation must have trouble and need help. 2. The woman hasn't been to the woods for about 20 years. 3. They can't make a phone call because the phone in the car is out of battery.
Part 2. 1. Compare the attitudes of young pupils who are told repeatedly that English will be extremely important to them in their lives, and the attitudes of those students who find they need English for a particular purpose. The former are quickly bored. The latter are highly motivated. 2. I don't feel dead yet. People have asked me why I don't write books, because I'm still living it. My life is still writing chapters. I'm not ready to sit and contemplate the past. I'm looking forward to the future.
Part 3, Passage 1. We have different ideas about space. North Americans like to stand about 18 to 20 inches apart from each other when they talk. People from many other countries like to stand 12 to 14 inches apart when they talk. When the North American talks to someone from one of these countries, everyone is uncomfortable. The North American feels that the person is trying to be too close, too intimate. The other person feels that the North American is too unfriendly, too distant. The North American carries his space with him. When he stands in a line, he will stand about 18 inches away from the next person, if it is possible. When he is on a bus, he will try to find a seat far from everyone else. In many countries, people do not make lines when they wait for a bus or a movie. They stand in a group. When they sit on a bus, they sit close to each other.
Question 1. What is the passage mainly about? Question 2. What is the space that North Americans like to keep between each other when they talk? Question 3. When a North American is on a bus, what kind of seat will he try to find? Question 4. What do people in many countries do when they wait for a bus? Passage 2. The robot is with us already. Robot devices have appeared quite innocently, and we are so familiar with them that we no longer even notice their existence. We drive along the road, and we obey the signals given to us by the robot traffic signals, which replace the policeman waving his arms. One thing that amuses foreigners when in England is that the Englishman still obeys the signals given by these robots at 2 a.m., when there is little or even no traffic on the roads. In the kitchen, the housewife passes on some of her chores to her robot washing machine or to her robot dishwasher. We make a telephone call to Europe, and the switching is completely done by robots. In some cases, programs produced by a computer are being used to control the operation of machine tools in the factory.
Question 1. What is the passage mainly about? Question 2. Why do we no longer notice the existence of robot devices? Question 3. What kind of traffic signals do we obey when we drive along the road? Question 4. What amuses foreigners in England? Question 5. Who do the switching when you telephone Europe?